Chapter 1. Everything is going my way. It's no accident that this is how it is. I've earned it. Like this morning, I put on my new skirt and my new lip gloss, and the mirror says it's all perfect. Combine that with my amazing shiny hair, and I'm good to go. It's too bad I'm only going to school, but that's okay. If nothing else, school is great for hanging with my group of friends. Not just any group. The group in my grade. They're gathered in the usual place, the covered area by the side door. When I get there, everyone's all, "Hey, Lizzie! How's it going, Lizzie? Ooh, that skirt is hot! Where'd you get it? You always find the best stuff." And then a whisper. "There he is! Oh my God, Liz, it's him!" It is him. Kyle, my crush. "Lizzie, don't look now, but he's walking this way." I don't look. I say something to Haley about her hair. I pretend that Kyle doesn't exist right until the last minute when I can feel him passing. And then I look. It's no more than a quick glance in his direction, totally casual. Our eyes connect. I smile. He smiles back. And that's it. He goes by and I laugh with my friends like it was nothing. Of course, they saw the smile. Haley says, "He likes you, Liz. I can tell. He is so over Rachel." Rachel, the pathetic wannabe. It's like this. I am in the group of girls who have it. We naturally shine. If the girls in our grade were an eyeshadow palette, my group would be the main color base, the glowing center. The other groups would be the smaller pockets of color, optional extras. Sometimes their colors blend with ours. Rachel's copycat group is like a beige highlight. Useful sometimes, but not necessary. Rachel so wishes she could be part of us, like she once was. She still gets to talk to us sometimes. She still has access to certain information, like if one of us wants something, she hears about it. So she knew about my interest in Kyle, and she had the nerve to move in on him anyway. It was just, like, so wrong of her to do that. This is why I had to do what I did. I turned to Haley. "They lasted for, what, 5 days?" She giggles. If that. Once he heard about you-know-what, he was done with her. I shrug and say, "Did I mention how nice it is that your Josh is best friends with my Kyle?" She nods. "You did mention it. But he's not your Kyle yet, girl." I blink at her. "You know it's going to happen. You saw his smile. He wants me. And you know he's in my science class, right?" She does an eye roll. "I think you might have told me, like, 50 times. "That is so not the point. It's just that I think it would be perfect to get him for a lab partner. Any ideas on how I can make that happen?" Her brow wrinkles in thought, but then she sighs. "Sorry. The only thing I've got is, you ask the teacher for a switch. But then he could stick you with anyone, right? Although..." "What?" I ask. Haley arches her brows. "How are your grades in science?" It's my turn to do an eye roll. "Then how about this? You tell the teacher you need a better partner, someone who's good at the labs. Kyle is really smart." "He is?" I ask. "Oh yeah, for sure. Didn't you know that?" Haley blinks a few times, waiting for me to show gratitude for this information. When I merely shrug, she adds, "Josh told me that Kyle gets, like, 95% on everything. He studies really hard." "Are you kidding?" I need a moment to consider this. Kyle is cute and he's smart? Do I want a boyfriend who's smarter than me? On the other hand, I grin at Haley and say, "It's worth a try, right?" Science isn't until last period. The day drags past, an off day with no more Kyle sightings. When the wait is finally over, I get to class a bit early. As I'm walking in, Rachel is walking out. She says, "Oh, hey, Lizzie, how's it going?" I give her my widest smile and say, "Great. How's it going with you?" She smiles back. It's all good. I'm glad we ran into each other. I have something for you. She pulls a folded wad of paper from her purse and holds it out. What's this? I ask. Take it, she urges. It's a gift, just to show there's no hard feelings. I raise my eyebrows. Hard feelings? Why would there be hard feelings? She shrugs. No reason. Anyway, I just want to give you this. Here. I have no choice but to take the paper. Thanks, I say, as I stuff it into my purse. You're welcome, she says. There's something in her eyes that doesn't match her smile, and I get a little chill.